One in five people stopped last year by the New York City police was a teenager between the ages of 14 and 18. 86% of those teenagers were either black or Latino, most of them boys. The police department defends the racial disparity by saying it's stopping and frisking people who fit descriptions of suspects and that the tactic is reducing crime. WNYC's Elsa Chang dropped in on some junior high and high school students around the city to get their perspective of which teenagers get stopped by the police and why.
The students at Stuyvesant High School in Lower Manhattan are known to excel at academics. These are the kids who trounce the tough entrance exam. They are the eager students, the ones who actually raise their hands in class. But ask them one question in particular, and what you get back is a sea of blank stares.
How many of you have ever been stopped and frisked by police?
Police?
No. What are those?
Last year, the NYPD stopped teenagers more than 140,000 times. But roam around during lunch hour at Stuyvesant, which is 96% Asian and white, and you'll be hard-pressed to find even one kid among 3,000 who's ever been stopped and frisked.
Never.
They point out there are obvious reasons for this. Benedict Bolton is a white freshman.
We don't look suspicious. We don't look like scary criminals or terrorists or whatever. We're a bunch of, to be honest, skinny white kids.
Benedict has a point. Cross over to Brownsville, Brooklyn, where you won't find a lot of skinny white kids, and the story of stop and frisk suddenly becomes a tale of two cities. The demographics of Teachers Preparatory High School in Brownsville are like the flip side of Stuyvesant. 99% black and Latino. Stand on a street corner after school for not even 5 minutes, and you'll hear clumps of 14-year-olds tell you exactly how many times they've been stopped by police.
Twice.
We're standing in the hottest hot spot for stop and frisks of teenagers between 14 and 18 years old. With new NYPD data, WNYC mapped the exact coordinates of every recorded stop of a teenager in 2011. It turns out the densest area for stop and frisks of teenagers last year is right here, a four-block section of Brownsville next to Teachers Prep High School near the Marcus Garvey Public Housing Projects. In this area alone, kids between 14 and 18 were stopped by police 8,000 times last year. Whereas in the few blocks around Stuyvesant, police stopped teenagers about 20 times.
When I looked up, I seen a cop. He was like, you. I was like, me? He said, yeah.
That's Tyree Jenkins. He's 14 and African American. He's been stopped and frisked 3 times in Brownsville. The first time was when he was 12. He had been walking out of his home to his friend's house across the street.
He said, empty your book bag. And I was like, okay. And I was taking my time. Then he said, you need to hurry up. He just started emptying my book bag and dropping stuff on the ground.
Tyree says he's never been arrested for anything. Neither have any of the other Brownsville kids who shared their stories. All of them are now 14 years old, and all of them have been stopped by police between 2 and 7 times already.
Well, me and my friend Delvis, we got stopped 3 times. One because they say we smell like weed, and then one because we was in a park, and then one because we was plainly walking, and they just stopped us.
I guess because we was two black kids in the neighborhood at nighttime walking around.
And they asked us where we coming from, and they want to see ID. And we was telling them that we 12, we don't got ID and stuff like that.
You heard from Malik Fleming, Ziondre Orr, and Ashley Fernandez. One of their friends, Anthony Henry, has a different story. He was walking to school at 8 a.m. last month when 5 police officers stopped him and started questioning him about drugs and gang members. They took him home, and his mom told them they had the wrong guy. By the time Anthony got to school, he had already missed first and second period.
We feel, I don't know, retarded.
What do you mean by that?
Like a gangbanger. Because only gangbangers get stopped for nothing. Just for walking.
These students say they were never surprised when they actually got stopped. Many of them already got that talk you have with one of your parents about what to do when a police officer rolls up on you. Tyree Jenkins says his mom gave him the same advice she followed when she was growing up in Brownsville.
When the cops come and stop you, just cooperate and do what they say. Because if you do something back or if you get too violent, they can take you to jail. They're not the ones who's going to get in trouble.
Last year, there were more than 120,000 stops of Black and Latino kids between 14 and 18. The total number of Black and Latino boys that age in the entire city isn't much more than that, about 177,000. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.